Logically, it seemed my next question should be, what do you want from sex?
Heavy petting, French kissing, fondling my breasts, fingering me, and or giving me oral sex. If he's skillful, he can satisfy my needs with those activities. After he's done the above, he can do anything to me he wants. He can even stop there and cuddle me or go home or turn on the light and read.
A relationship that includes genuine lovemaking builds a bonding. Anybody can have sex. Making love is an art. When you make love, you're more interested in making your partner feel good. When we make love, if he ends up with that special smile on his face, then I feel like Rocky because I'm more interested in making him feel good, or vice versa. It works both ways. It takes a little bit longer for me. My mother says, men are like microwaves and women are like crockpots. That's the difference. You can't make love without having had sex or playful sex, because making love is an art. It's unique in and of the two people who are doing it. I think you have to have the frolicking sex before you can reach the making love part, because when you make love, you usually don't have an itinerary going saying, I want number one, number three, and a little bit of number seven. Instead, you start out and you just take your time.
Orgasms are important to me. The physical deal. That's what I want.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how important is orgasm? The average of the importance of orgasm to the women was 6.6. 21% of the women rated the importance of orgasm for...